Welcome to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly back with you. We're going to talk a little golf. Of course, we know the British Open coming up. We just had our coverage of the Wyoming Open this past weekend. But we're going to visit with John Hornbeck, who is qualified for the U.S. Senior Open coming up next month. And John is joining us here on the program out in Saratoga. How are you doing today, John? Good to have you on.
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
So take us back through this a little bit. Your journey to qualify for the U.S. Senior Open next month. Where did it begin, and how did it all come to pass for you?
Well, it was down in Niwot, Colorado at Lake Valley Golf Club, and went down there, played a practice round. Never played the course before, and so we did a practice round down there, and it kind of fit my eye a little bit because it's kind of a tight course, and I generally drive it pretty straight, so I was kind of looking forward to it. The greens were really tough down there, but the practice round went pretty well, so I was looking forward to the first round, and we went out early the first morning, we're no wind. So we got pretty lucky there, and I started off kind of bad with I cold topped my second tee ball, kind of nervous, I guess, or whatever, but I hadn't done that in a while, and took a double bogey on the second hole, and so that wasn't a very good start. And then par the third, and then bogeyed the fourth hole, so I'm three over par after four holes. I'm thinking, well, this isn't a very good start, and things got a little better after that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. As we finished the front nine, I was fortunate to hit a good tee shot on the par five ninth hole and hit my three wood up right next to the green, chipped it in, made eagle. So then that only puts me one over after the front nine. I figured, well, I got a chance to do pretty good on the back nine then, and started out there with a par and then birdied the second hole, so I got everything back to even then, and then had one more birdie and a par on the way in, and finished even for the day.
And how does the qualifying go? When did you find out? Did you find out then you had qualified for the U.S. Senior Open, or was it a while? How does the qualifying go for that at the course you played?
Well, I was, like I said, I was the first one out, so there was almost 70 guys going out behind me, and so I had to sit there for 4 hours and wait, and they took two people and two alternates.
And you just happened and you were one of the top two. So were you was your score the best score of the day at even par, or was there somebody that got ahead of you?
No, there was a 69.
Okay.
A pro from Colorado down there shot 69, and then five of us shot 70.
Okay.
So I was in a playoff for that final spot and the two alternates.
Oh, sweet.
And so then I don't know if you want to hear the story here, but all teed off on the first hole, all five of us. We get down there, everybody hits a good tee ball, and then a guy knocks it to about a foot. And all the rest of us are kind of standing around looking at each other thinking, boy, this isn't good. And so we all hit our balls up on there, and we're sitting there 20 to 25 feet, most of us, and I was second to putt, and first guy missed his, then I made mine, about an 18 to 20 footer, so I knew I was going on, and might get the spot on the next hole, if not, I knew he wasn't going to miss the one foot putt, and then everybody else missed theirs, so then him and I are going for the final spot and first alternate. So the rest of the guys, they were just going for second alternate, so they were kind of bummed out about that.
John Hornbeck joining us, our guest here in the Sports Zone, qualified for the U.S. Senior Open next month. Are you a Wyoming native, John? Get to know you a little bit. I know you're out in Saratoga now. You told me you were in Cheyenne for a little bit. Are you a Wyoming guy? Are you a Wyoming native?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've lived here my whole life. And I just kind of started playing competitive golf about 15 years ago.
Oh, 15 years, so it hasn't been that long.
No, I played high school golf up at Gillette.
Okay.
And we won a couple state titles there, but then I went to work right out of high school and I played a little bit of golf here and there, but a couple of pros along the way told me that I should try to play a little competitive once in a while because they thought I had a pretty good game, so I did, and won a few things, and I just, well, it's the last 4 years I just tried for the senior stuff. Year before last, I qualified for the U.S. Senior Am.
Okay.
Out of Big Canyon Country Club in California, and I went out there and finished in the round of 32, made it that far in that.
Now, how long did it take you, you know, when you resumed playing again, you know, 15 years ago, how long did it take you to really get back in the groove? Was it a long time, or, you know, did you feel comfortable right when you picked it back up again?
Oh, it took a while to get used to playing different courses because I pretty much played the same couple courses, you know, my whole life. And when you get out there playing in tournament golf, it's a whole other animal. I mean, you're dealing with your nerves and, you know, watching other people hit balls and shots that you didn't think you could hit. So you have to go practice and try to hit those shots that those people hit that might make you a little better.
Are you a fan of the game? Do you watch it a lot on TV? Are you a fan other than just playing?
Yeah, I watch it quite a bit when I get a chance. And, you know, that you always think that, yeah, I could have hit that shot or whatever. But when you're in the heat of the battle, sometimes you just can't pull it off.
So now that you've qualified, what are you thinking here? You know, you got about a month. I think I saw mid-August, I think, is when it tee off.
Yeah, the 11th through the 14th. 11th through the 14th.
Yeah, what are you thinking right now? As you get, are you thinking about who you might be paired up with? Could it be somebody that you've heard of? What are you thinking right now?
I would love to be paired with Tom Watson.
Oh wow,
he's always been my idol. Him and Johnny Miller. I grew up watching Johnny Miller in the 70s, and Tom Watson. And if I could tee it up with him, that would just top my career off.
When do you find out your pairings? Do you know?
I do not know. This is my first initiation into it, so I'm just kind of going with the flow and trying to answer all the questions that they ask me and not get in the way of any of the pros, you know.
What's the course you're going to be playing?
It's called Sciato.
Okay.
Country Club. And it's in Columbus, Ohio. And I guess it's where Jack Nicklaus grew up. So they said there's memorabilia all over the course and the clubhouse and stuff about Jack. So they told me to take my camera and so I can get lots of pictures.
What is your goal? I mean, was the goal to qualify, or are you going there with a certain set goal as well? What are you hoping to accomplish when you get there?
Well, you know, being an amateur, your first goal is to try to qualify.
Yeah.
And now that I'm there, you know, I'll try to do my best. I'll try to make the cut.
Right.
That's probably about, you know, realistically as good as I could do if I play my best. But you just never know with golf. It's just like shooting even par and making the qualifier, you know, a trip through the qualifier to get there. I mean, I really thought that 2 or 3 under, maybe even 4 under, is what it would take to qualify to get there.
Definitely so. John Hornbeck joining us, qualified for the U.S. Senior Open, talking about you know, that tournament coming up. Yeah, this is really cool. You know, we watch the U.S. Open, the pros playing that, and it's a tricked out course. Do the courses for the Senior Open, are they like that? I mean, are you going to see the really, really fast greens and the thick rough, or are they a little more, I guess, conducive to some more lower scoring?
Well, somewhat they'll be like that. 2 years ago, I went and played the Pete Dye course at French Lick, Indiana, mm-hmm. and that's where the U.S. Senior Open was last year, mm-hmm. and I played on the state team. And we went there and played that. So I was really curious to see how they do on that course because it by far is the toughest course I've ever played in my life. And we we got out there, and of course the amateur, the young amateurs, those young kids, they can hit it so far that we were playing the very back tees there. But then I noticed that the seniors were playing up a set of tees from where we were. And so I tried to compare to how I played to how they were playing, and I really couldn't because I didn't get to hit those shorter irons and stuff into some of those greens that they were hitting into there.
Very good. It's August 11th through the 14th, the U.S. Senior Open, and John Hornbeck is going to be there. Wyoming guy, lived in Cheyenne, out in Saratoga right now, so we'll have to definitely tune in and check it out, John, and wish you the best of luck as you head out there. And got a month to prepare now, and we wish you all the luck. Thank you so much for the interview.
Well, thank you very much for having me.